Hey Taita, oh la ola Zimbabwe muhle. Mthakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamshira emjirongo wachelu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo D Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe muhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019. Zimbabwe muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, welcome. Dinomgamshiram, chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, a.k.a. Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Moshe, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Moshe, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing, as we all know? As we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Moshe as usual. You can join us live. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Tukutevenira pamasai sai anoti 909 media wave frequency, pa 4930 uyezve pa 6065 nepa 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet, Mthwakazo Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe, sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashana.com, and lastly we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, for our Facebook fanatics, laba abathandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, Jalo Sikona ku VON Devele. So Zimbabwe Moshe, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading you live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa, most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like lama heart, musakangane zvekare ku share chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nohwandu hwedu. Hey, hola, Jepiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Hey,
Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, Mwafunukumalami, can I tell you? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uthi hey imali yexolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisa ukhuluma nami ndiripo, asi. For the next hour, tripana pa mapeje luma tatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, Mthwakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. Manzwa nyayathukuzela nasi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku swelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nicholas Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nicholas. Let's hear what he has to say about utaba lukone kutwin. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamshire mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimika mapinda, ndimika magabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Certainly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional. By regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate and road settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Ministry of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renari Rampo Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Saka batai pa Renari, nditore mtereri. Kola kola ekwengweni, mlaleli okone ekwengweni, ngubani? Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane. Right, udaba lukhona egudwini lamhla sikhuluma nge-agricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane.
Ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzane yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
I-agriculture yaseZimbabwe ingasiza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto eziningi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi i-agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelopi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNicholas Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, which would see, you know, the strength of the economy, isimo somnotho sethu, is within the agricultural sector. Njengoba wena uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe, ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangelawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakho ungakalungiswa ngesimo seZimbabwe angeke
lisebenzise.
Kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane phansi umnotho weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza. Kathesi akuna muntu ongavuma ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mava kunzwa kuna vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa tangai matiudzawo maonero enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa ivo nemaonero avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kuna South Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kuna naBotswana saivo vaSibanda. Anza aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka agricultural sector, as it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maonero avaKajengo. VaKajengo muchiri popari nati?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard vaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaonero avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Republic of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture, Water and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now, we've got what we call the draft yes, sir.
I think technology irumbotineta kunoko vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai, saka regai tisange takudropa and then tokufonerai back within 1 second. Producer angatakufonerai back, and this.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikuona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guests neniwo ndiri kutoona kuti hazvo chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. As for those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Ndiwo anoshanda kapa youth desk tambotiwa unzo kapa chirongwa nekuti kazhinji abantu abaningi vari kuchema chema kuti aiwa mbuti Mike tipeiwo kamukana kuti tibotaurawo nevakuru vehurumende. Saka nhasi ndakunzirai kuti munyatsowana umukana wekutaura nawo muvabvunze zvese asi tati nhasi timbotarisawo nyaya unemployment iri munyika. Right, tombotarisawo pane mapeji edu matatu vanhu vari kuti chiiko. Ukumbulani Ncube ukona ekasini letu LVONDPLA kuti eZimbabwe asazi kuti kuzolunga then lo mbuso wako na hai kutwa umbuso lo uyashupa nangu msunduzo Ndlovu uti Mr. Hobe unjani anyapila Ndlovini wenu unjani nangu tenda mshonga anzu Hobe shuri stay sui watching you in Mozambique kuri stay iko ku Mozambique tino tenda shukuru nekupinda mchurongwa uTerminus Masubu wazi wafage nombolo yake wati sisu ngena kuhlelo Terminus za kudinga sisi sungeni se kuhlelo nangu mamu nomsa nekevane uti evening VOA mamu nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uti evening Mike I hope you are well. Nangu Thuli Masoka nguye wapinda wafaki mlayezo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnumzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zvirufamba.
Thank you very much.
Right. Siendra emberi ninye ya mam chikurukuru.
Okay. I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa is now creating conducive environments favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it is very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, vakawanda vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kuti vanhu vakawanda vechidiki when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like vari kutya vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results, uyezve vari kuti they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you. Agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to tertiary. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also tertiary, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm. Regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe omuterere ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola kola mlalele kone cimweni ari pari nhare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiani ari pari nhare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenele kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu. Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnangagwa sithwele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima. Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe ngomunye owalelwa ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokhu abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababonyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNikos Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima bayalima, so indlala iphuma phi? Where's the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngirong ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami lizwelela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abenza ngayo laba bantu abezano, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tissue kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angiboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibili ukuthi alibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izimuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane ole vision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vela sohulumende le futhi ungazi ukuthi umgqabe wayengcono kulalo. Hayi sithole nzima sibile vele kasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzwile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvirokandapa mabva kunzwa kwaona va Moyo umwe omuterere hanzi ini ndakarwa hondo, hanzi takaenda kuhondo isi, hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for, kutwa loko kupumayo, mpinde ngambuza ngati nangu Nikos Kajengo, hanzi ndiwo kava Kajengo aripo parunare, varu taiwa, isu vechidiki trukurima, trukurima, trukurima. Saka ndavabvunza vanga kuti hanzi aisiri kufa nezvara, saka ndikavabvunza kuti ko zvara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengwa kuti isu vechidiki tirikurima. Vaoendera mberi va Moyo vachiti hurumende yava Mnangagwa haisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo, ngiyamabona amahearts lamalikes, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nankosinathi kuti asinimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoya. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha lamhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyaya ye-technology nasiri kutinetsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban. My smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo mchiripo pari nare?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro ava va Moyo vakarwa hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvazi isu were dying from hunger. Zhara yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo, and you're producing the good stuff. Where is the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation, either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting the GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors like livestock, you know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell local. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader, it's multifaceted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiweka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanji Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, tukurima, and utukwita mari, exporter. Saka mari achi urugenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a health industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
as Waka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import the country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a wish wash sentimentalism.
All right, the guy in Dubai paper Romo Dibin, that's what I'm telling you. Yes, Oxing Lomla Lelikung, when you call a column terror, pardon, not in Diani?
Masu.
Masuku, Masuku, Baba Masuku, Jani?
Man, right, you know.
I'm Pili, Lusum, Genele, Gushero, Bab.
Yebo, yebo, kulungile.
Na, ngumnumzana uli. Eh, kubekela phambili baba.
Into esifayela lo baba okhulumayo uva la uNyamuza sibili. Izama ukujustify into ezingayizwisisiyo.
Mm.
Ngoba nxa sikhuluma ngeagro business eZimbabwe.
Mm.
We're talking ukuthi umuntu angasebenza ulonto ayitholayo. Ngoba ungakhangela kahle 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 singizawunika umzekeliso ukuthi kulabafana abaningi labamantombazane abangene ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, ngathathi amayouth ababanika amabhondi. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Yalo nje ukulima. Business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu amnika lokhu ngazi umnika inkakala kade ensini engelamali yalima etholani. Okwamanje kathesi akula muntu olemali. There's nothing like electricity. There's nothing like izibi lokuthi kube ne-irrigation system, and the more so ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula ina, ungane samanzi. So, in all aspects, there is nothing that is going to come out of this famine. It might be centuries and centuries of years, but to be very honest, agula and epuma.
So, how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
Into le uti revive again, take. I think abantu labana bangemuva abase zikhunjeni ngabavume ukuthi ulutho lolu alisebenza abalwenza. Sokufuna ukuncediswa ngazo zonke indlela ngoba ungakhangela isiza kude kude been having these people in power labanye bayabe behlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything But eventually, if you look at it, Agulanda Epumaya, really the lady has been a great basket of Southern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But the case is just a basket in Elalu. So they should find it. Our policies are our savings.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are the Maganja and the man. A man that paid a test on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now. Now we have 20 years, plus
Baba Masu,
20 years.
What thing you would say? Gige nga kulma lukachengo and ukachengo and has been on the program before and he was talking about amabhanga akhona, like for example Empower Bank ekhona for abantu abasakhulayo but Empower Bank ikhona and bona even in the Empower Bank itself kuthiwa ikhona i-division lapho bakhangela ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things in the 70s. The Leon Kabe, Tom Banduano, who went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are political. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in a week or in a week. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. You see, Guma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from.
Mm.
So now, when people are speculating all these things, Kumama Pepe Nukanya Hani, something. There's nothing that is going to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the is, as much as we are, from the Amatepeleland, we have got a lot of this income. But I think that is the reason I love Abu Kuluma and Move Hale. He's trying to just tell it right. This is the moment of the income of that. In my life, I told him, Mali, I told him, Mali, I told him, Mali,
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are told 1,000 pounds, just that pound is useless. Is he going to get into the business next day?
Hayi sikuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. What thing is ukuthi yena ukhajenga othini about everything you said, I guess. Right, hayi Zimbabwe muhle, hayi udaba lukhona kukhala ngani, liyachisa. Vakajengo, muripo pano nare?
Yes, I'm here.
Andizi hangu kuti munonzi wandebele.
Partly.
Right. Ma Masuka wapindo wakabata nyaya zakawanda, but chanyato ndi that I think stood out of everything was the issue yokuti hanzi warimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. Asi iyo RTGS dollar yacho hanzi ainaka na value mnomuka makuseni yakunzi 1:9 ne user. Mangwana yagunz 1:10. The next day yagunz 1:11. Zinwa, how do we move forward? Because as Umuntong Sakula, Rich Niki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay. I think, let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers. And payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized. It's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what we call a multi-currency system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even eco cash. Second, there's another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a mouth current system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in the U.S. They are not, you know, they are not prohibited to sell in Forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in Forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, you know, the best option for them, either to sell in RTGS, eco cash, bonds, or even foreign currency, including even rand.
it's usable in Zimbabwe.
Hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu nekuti hanzi ati print ma US dollar imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati what ndikutengesa forge, I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the RBZ, some figures that have gone by the 5% export incentive, meaning to say there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Zimbabwe is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are yearning for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regarding the bate pamromo wakajengo nitore mtereri angezo kusingilo mlalele kwenweni kola mlalele kwenweni ariparu nari ndiani
kikimasera si
ee tripo zuru kufambe re mkomo
andri bo ndi mkoma donald
mamboma zuru kufambe
bo jaiso kuri jaiko go
mushe kana mshfara chitu kufarao.
I want to farm koma.
Murukunzo wakajengo arikutaura nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa tirikutaura nezve unemployment uyezve tirikukurukura ne vamiriri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Vari kuti vane chivimbiso chokuti varoda kugadzirisa nyaya dziri munyika, especially pachotarisa nyaya dze unemployment. Imungati nazvo izvo.
Kungotaurawo vanenge vachizamawo kungotaurawo kungofadzawo vanhu vanenge vashoma vanogona kufadzawo.
Hanzi space iripo vamambo mafo vanhu vechidiki hamubvume nazvo here izvozvo?
Hapana chatichabvuma mukoma, taivako kumusha uko tichido, hapana chatichamboda kuhwa kana kwawa kuwanhara, kana chimwe chatichambonzwa, hapana. Nokuti tirizauzvi mapromisi avo tomaziva.
Zvino
kugona kungotaura hapana kana chinobuda mukoma. Zvino vanhu mukatakati hurumende chinoikonesa basa ka inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese, navo vaivhukunyura makuya vanhu, hapana chatakaona. Zuro ndi zuro vatangobata zvida kukombatira varungu vakadzingwa mabrazi, hapana chatakaona. Vanoda kungobatabata kwese kwese, hapana kana chinhu wanu chavanokwanisa kuimplimenta. Unza maideas hazvina kana ndezobuda mberi, hatina kana chatakaona mubomba. Youth empowerment yakatanga kare nokuda yanga chinzi inobereka zvibereko. Vanhu vose titi hakuna kana mwana achiri kumonza achatambura muzimbabwe. Hapana chinobuda apa, kungotaurawo.
Zvino vanje vamambo mukoma Doni, kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo, toendera mberi sei? Nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro, ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti tofamba sei.
Aiwa, hakuvapo pazvigaro hakurangu hazvingati variko havo zve, asi vanongova vakazvimirira, vari kurepresenta pachavo. Hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo, vari kuzirepresenta nemhuri dzavo. Noti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinandi basa rese, hapana chatingazivi apa.
Mune mvunzo here wamama tinoda kukanda kuna vakajengo?
Mvunzo wangu wakati wangupa wangoti vanozozvikwanisa sei, vakakoniwa kumashure kwese nozobuda sei.
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo. Tinotenda
chavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yokuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii, vakangokona kwese kumashureko.
Regai tinzwe kuti
vangokona izvozvo,
tazvimbovapa
tarisiro chocho chii.
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanotii nazvo. Handiti
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years makakoni wa Zimbabwe used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo acha hanzi yango breadbasket nje. Hapana kana chinjiribo manzwa mambo manzi makakoni wa all these years. Msiano uripo chi?
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure. Of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly, Recently, we experienced another, you know, a disaster right when we die. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that has been, you know, a stone in the dung that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And there has got a number of polytechnics that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chain in their, you know, more facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDGs.
Mm-hmm. I have my second guest, Okoneshe Lweni, umnumzana ukudakwashe Munsanga, or AgroPros. Yena umnsanga jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Wushugutai, Pano Chichiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. As is when Utena umnsanga Utin, what about Okonekotun? Msanga, nya gomgela mshel obnanza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike kunjani?
Hayi ngiphilile wena unjani?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabule khona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukhanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger at least when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala, kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yiphi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Lethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe and indlala le abayikhulumayo lethemba yokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulume kakuhle sibili ukuthi ngi-under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPros lapha engiba khona ngu-secretary for projects. Sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo sithi kwabatsha i-emphasis kwabatsha sithi kwabatsha singanini umhlabathi. Ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho, ngumalumakho, ubususitshela ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares, lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares. Sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini, lingalima laphana sesibambanisa, sesiyiprocessa khonapho khonokho elokulimileyo njengabatsha. So that we can then live indawo elikhona sesiprocessile sokuyi and a product. But manje abatsha aba they are not coming forth ababuyi.
Abakwazi why are they not coming forth? Ukuthi what happened?
Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi yikucabangela ukuthi hayi madoda akusoze kuphumelele lokhu hayi akulanto enje okunye abanye bethi hayi lokhu it's too good to be true ukuthi besinike ama-input konke khathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sibesilo mhlangano le-command agriculture omkhulu wabo uthi no as command agriculture we are saying young people Tina, we are not in the business of giving abantu iland. But it's in my uti by Shella iland with government and our hand ever Zalini Baba, the true iland. So everywhere we give them input. When we give them input, so they sign in over Wonka Matabata Ama input. Navantava, Tala, you know, those people are connected. But Avanilava by Savella Kachana. Ama reason, Ava Westava, Abawaz, what am I reason? What? Continue with you, Lazar.
So, Kudakwashi, tell me something. Avant of Sakulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into the agro business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, Owakatesi, we are in negotiations. I mean, Avant of Sakulayo, in Chinese, Akropos was launched this year in Kodumende. And Jalonje, we are in a process of negotiating with the AMA donors, with the VUE or financiers, with the VUE, with the financier, not only young people, but so many farmers around the country. So in the next 2 months, 1 or 2 months, there is a silly kwama, etmele AMA agropos, which is a person with it, Avacha. But if it's about a lot of money, so as much as people already with land, Kumbe, about the field of gravity, who would know in near India with a lime, you know, just about carry life. In general, we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through the youth desk, a little Baba Okanjeng, Lo Okulumayo, where we are also identifying our young people around the country about the potential to become AMA champion farmers in the United Kingdom. Then the labor change the students the labor, not only with giving it finance, but also giving it technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So Kuluma and Jeka says, Abani Bakaman with the Kumama, crops, Wupela, Uti, Wingene, in terms of fishing. Katesi, we are working with a program, a Pinga Konale, within this area. Mbutile wuti ulivantu wa ulimbiswe, mujatane monse, doma jatana, mujate vashu uli Zambezi. And then we process that fish, the matimba which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agropo, creating an agropo.
Right. Kuda, wati nyungbambe, angane tingweni, nisatu mlaleli wame ukone tingweni, angezi?
Usiabongo.
Right, rega ini mbuturo umtera rupinda mchirongwa, par narenduzo ondina wa Atkin Rungana. Wa mkoma zirufambe?
Zirufambe mkoma maigumakasive.
Mwushe mwushe, ntimi kama apinda mchirongwa, maamchiti tinoita zwe fami zwe tinozizeaj.
Ayo, ndatenda nikundiso mchirongwa mkoma maiki, ndatenda nikundipo mkane ukute uruona na kajingwa.
Right, waka jengu waripo paru nari waru kuteerira tina zwekare mkuda kwashe Monsanka we msangano we agropose. Tuotanga, ndudotanga nungunzo oma ondrenyu nezwe sekta edwe agriculture. Mimuru muo wechidiki magambo nduzo wa kutumunoita zwe farming. Tuze oma ondrenyu.
Ya, hii mwoni rangu mkatiye agricultural sector ndiko nenge zimzaka oma mkuma maikowe paana makwanikira tinga mboiti FHDVTT konsekuri ma mkatiye agricultural in Zimbabwe zaka oma zisinga itinuti nubu ufaya for example ma input nalabo jenga ma input this month nchangu tanga like fertilizer for the meantime ipa 260 bond nodi. Can you imagine that the farmer, young farmer, can give an order farmer to an entity is a dream, and as quantity here can affect the Girola. So by putting that my chemicals, my jury arbiter, Koma Maiki, Zimbabwe, Nagwe, and the Kanaki, the agricultural business, the oil is agriculture, is the Girola from my input. We cannot go anywhere. So you have now, if you will take care of the Chikwanseburi, Makwachu, and a few, even today, in the thing of you, $8 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka
so
zino
young farmers
zino vanhu vanga vachiti imi tikakurudzira vechidiki kuti muve mafarmers munobva maelevate nyaya yeunemployment munyika zvino kana muri kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuramba zvinhu zviri kudhura hatichakwanise nekurima nekurima kwacho unemployment yacho tozoidi totanga papi
Right. So don't forget the range. You know, the government is going to be no quantity. It is no garage door. They are going to use it. I will take on a full chain that is. Could you want to keep my input? You are could do our market. Then get to keep my input. This is my young farmers. So, but I'm a shanty fan in the Rakwai. I think it was needed to remain the way in the same with Giriga. Especially if I can go pin up and now contract farming. Could you open up my input to my farmers? And then by that way, to want to produce something.
Mhm. Rega mune mvunzo wa mamshina ukandira vakajengwe here kana kuda kwashi.
Eh ndine mvunzo ndoda kwakandira.
Kandai vari kunzwa ivaripo parunhara.
Eh vakajengwe ndikumbiro kubvunza kuti ko zvatiri ma young farmers we are pane vanhu vakabva kufamini vakawanda seredu. Why mkunda kwanisa kuvapo malenzi vanhu vavo? Yes, to give to these people land so that they can produce something to the nation. Otherwise mukata wapa land vanhu vavo zvinoramba zvidhakwa. Inina iwanda kuti pandopinda ma prize nezo ndiwanzoona ma vanhu ne land they are uneducated but yet my graduates they are there vana land. So ya kuti even you vanhu vachona vari kupuwa land some they are ma OVT some vakangosiyana siyana. Those people you should look at them ndibobvunza kuti if you ever look at the graduates who are there kuti muwapo mukana kuti vaproduce what is this land.
Vakajengo muripo parinare rapo. Mr. Kajengo.
Uma kit warungo pura hao ongonzi land iyo muna abda munda ano ita inozi nchurungu application ano apply through ma district land office edu through ma province ma provincial land office edu kana achenge ita apply ano kwa pa waiting list kana vanu wachenge wa allocate kwa at the moment urumende ime urongwa uruto faba parizino audit. Kwa odi jio sikuzuta wana mtunga mirewebi ya inyika kuti wakutari kwa wanima praza ya kakurisa wanima praza ya kawanda shaita kutile iti diki ni wangu wasina opa upe kurima wawaneo tukubata redakura moyo shamari don't lose hope usa tange kushoropoza kana kuti kujiga chini kutu wapina machiri awafanili kuera nyuka ni gawe iyo iripo iyo applier kana wa applier after tani yao ya teta tisu yao nengu wa uzo tushkangwa zakati kana sima kuhiti ozo ya nechichemu yeti nchokutanga kechipiri panyaya yanga uru kutawara yema input ukiyaru kudura tine ma input alipaka siyana kune ma input utoba wako na kuti efojika kune ma input elonje kune ma input echibagi jete zirika ni contract farming government ine ya inoti subsidized like command agriculture ma price ze command anga akachipa nekuti hurumende inobvita chimwe chikamu toenda tobva ku research board TRB ine hurongwa hwayo hwekupa varimi vechidiki ma input yetobako kunyange TIMB zvakare ine same program hurumende zvakare ine hurongwa hwekubatsira vanhu chirongwa chagara chichiitwa kuzvirimwa zvinoita se ma small grain kana kuti donje zvova vulnerable pa program ni kwenye mtungamiri wenyika inopiwa wano pa chena wano zima vulnerable kure wano wakare mewa wano upenyi wawo wanga wano wakwe gura wanga wano wakare mara kunyango wechi jika wa sinate kuchangira murimuka chigore ma vulnerable uungwe mtungamiri wenyika president put scheme iripo eka mirira imi so mkachema murikunde mtunga pinde mkati mshangora mamchichema pinde mkati mfambe mfambe wukune wangu mautisede haripo mausi ya Gritex aripo LPD iripo mausi ya mjitika wa DA nimangu mausi ya urumende aripo pa kukubatirai zirongwa ziriko chino ya mbuta wana
Akin uchiri papa rinarele Akin uchiri ipo ere
ndiki papa rinare mkuma uwe.
Are you happy ne response ya wakajengo?
Ayo adafara chosi ni responsi ya wasi niyo mbunzo kutu mwekana wachiri kwa nisara kumtindura
uwe kupetisira
mbunzo wangu kupetisira ndio kuti Ewa kwa njisa kujingazi za manji pana uye market ni shuri chanzi wati maimbu za kwanza ku access wega right kupana uye market manji nga zikiwa kakuti munu akashinga ira kutarimi anjitika akua maimbu za mnyenge shisinga buda azo bati akapiwa nga market nga ichiwe oka reliable kani nga ichiwe attractive za wafana uji Tobago this year dakarima Tobago za kanyanya but nikuwa na market ya chona iku jako zili next year I think wopi ajo kutungi zokere fiti mmunda next year ino kuna kuwe ndi lo kwa njiri azitemu na razi zira ajeburi ya mandoku na kuzokera zekari nika inga wati tira kuti market iwo attractive so that you kana even market ya chie chibagi ya chua uruta ura nga iwe attractive zekari boy 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munda akwanti kuzokera mufami I think that's my last question.
Mm-hmm. Waka jengo one more time let's try this again.
Ngakari te ma sector ese kana uri murimi ukaitawo serie kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri paviri chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu lokali muno muZimbabwe chekupiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kura kuti ma export zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuita yatinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti iso muenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hwahupfu toona kuti 10 kg inenge yaviita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition nokuexporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, I want to tell you, Kuruwaka Jengo, I'm sure Atkin Nayo answer your response. Regai tii, zokere kuna kuda kwashi tinsu uti wangati. Kuda kwashi, sako nekwimwe?
Nkona baba.
Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that, because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just are, like Atkins said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. We have a lot of people who are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because they cannot come and knock at everybody's door. But they want just to educate others. They want to be agronomists. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agri-tech offices and then apply for land. Once they are pure in land, those are the people who are mainly to use the illusion. But maybe abantu laba bakwenza ukuthi after completing they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them ukuthi dinganini umsebenzi. Awubafundisi ukuthi hambani ledinga iland, how to apply for iland. So I would wish ukuthi curriculum yabo address that deficiency. Ukuthi no, don't go and look for attachment ETC land, but hambani ledinga umhlabathi. This is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form ama groups in ama colleges in on allow, and then you go and apply collectively as a group to say we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I create our demonstrator capacity. Then it is as individual by individual. I think it's when the reality is siyaphumelela.
Right.
And then the other point I read.
Kuda isikhathi. Isikhathi mangoye mnumzana. Unfortunately, kodwa ngizakudinga saqhubekela phambili ngodaba lolu kuhlelo lolwe labasakhulayo that we have every Sunday. Ngizakudinga so that singenise ku radio. Zulukandaba isikhathi nguba ndiyadganana isikhathi sethu yomangoyi nguba yaphela sasuka kumagumo echirongwa nasathi ndiyatoziya ngaye unemployment zikhurukurane vakuru vebazi rinoona nezvekurima. There were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile, anokoneka nemfaro. Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.